UK is rushing towards a 2040 net zero target, but they're also running over a few people along the way, says Frontline News. With ambulance response times in the UK averaging over 8 minutes for those in a life-threatening situation, there's a lot of room for improvement. Response times for less threatening but still very serious events, such as strokes and sepsis, average about 36 minutes, while women in the later stages of labor usually have to wait over 2 hours for an ambulance in the UK. Part of the problem is a lack of ambulances, so the NHS there decided to update its ambulance fleet, but to do it with electric vehicles. First problem is the cost. Second problem, of course, is the range. And the third problem is the slow charging times or the inability to get them charged. The new EVs acquired by the NHS officially have a range of 124 miles between charges. And that's significantly below the 160 miles recommended during the trial phase. However, when they actually did the trials, they found that it wasn't 160, it wasn't 124. It was actual range was near to 70 miles, 70 mile range. Would they even be able to get some, go out, pick up somebody and get them back to a hospital without dying? Would that happen? And of course, the 124 miles that they had there have been listed based on optimal conditions, such as flat terrain, no hills, no use of air conditioning, and very mild weather, because if it gets too hot or too cold, you reduce the battery life. Charging takes only 90 minutes. But again, during the trial phase, things worked out very differently. It often took up to 4 hours. Not 1.5 hours, but 4 hours. The ambulances were also expensive. Each one of them cost $190,000. Part of the reason they're so expensive is they have to be specially converted. The NHS uses Ford Transit vehicles, converted by a German company, as well as Mercedes-Benz Sprinters. So they have to go through and make this custom conversion. To illustrate the extent of ethical question, they said in 2022, over 500 seriously ill people died while waiting for an ambulance. So you can expect to see this go up by many, many multiples when they slow everything down, when you've got dead EVs, when you've got EVs that only have a 70-mile range, and maybe they can't get out and get the person and get them back without having the thing die. Maybe they could transfer the patients like some kind of Pony Express or something, you know? They get to a point where it dies, and they call it in. They send out another ambulance, and they ferry the people on the rest of the way. Or maybe we could just start calling these deaths because of EV ambulances. Maybe we could call it the MacGuffin murders. That's got a nice ring to it, because they got to have that MacGuffin, got to have that control over us. And it's worth it, isn't it, to kill a few people in order to get that kind of control. That's what we've seen throughout the pandemic. Ohio's Bernie Moreno, who just won a primary, says the manic move to electric vehicles will destroy the U.S. auto industry. And we see this a lot. And of course, that is true, and it is important, but that is not the biggest deal, folks. You know, I'd like to see the automobile industry prosper because it's domestic jobs and all. But what they're doing is taking away all private vehicles. They don't want you to be able to have a vehicle, whether it's made domestically or foreign made. They don't want you to have your own private vehicle, whether it's internal combustion engine or whether it's EV. They don't want you moving. They want complete control over you. That was their one big problem that they had with the lockdown. And so they want to get rid of that. But this is something that's being used for political purposes. And so you have the political candidates. Trump was talking about it. Marino is talking about it. Other people are talking about how Biden has just plummeted in the polls in Michigan because of the automobile industry, they think. But what about the EPA destroying private cars? Do Republicans want to talk about that? No, they don't. They don't want to take on the EPA. They're not going to do anything to block this at the federal level. And it doesn't matter who gets elected president. It doesn't matter who gets elected senator. They're not going to get to the source of the problem, which is an abusive, tyrannical, globalist bureaucracy. They aren't, again, they're shutting down now power generation. If If people buy an electric vehicle, they're going to see that the government is going to force them to leave it there as a battery and not to drive it. Sorry, we don't have enough power capacity for you to drive your electric vehicle. Leave it plugged in. We're going to use it as a battery. So you spend all this money, and it's going to be blocked from moving and not have any power where it can move, and they'll use it as their own personal battery. Emissions are not a material risk to investors or to companies, but the SEC's climate disclosure rule is, says Real Clear Wire. Straying from their core mission of protecting investors, the Securities and Exchange Commission is now telling corporations that they have to disclose climate issues as part of their public disclosures. And they just approved this in a partisan 3-2 vote. What is going on with this? Well, this is, again, Biden's bureaucracy stepping in and trying to salvage ESG at the same time that you see people starting to move back against this. In Texas, for example, they just divested $8.5 billion from a BlackRock fund because they said BlackRock is focused on shutting down the very industry where we got the $8.5 billion worth of taxes. And so we're going to pull this money out from them. And you've got a lot of attorneys, state attorneys general across the country that are part of a lawsuit against these companies that are pushing out ESG because they said it's fraudulent. People invest in the stock market. They invest in these companies because of financial performance, pure and simple. And yet what you're doing with ESG, you're saying the financial performance doesn't matter anymore. It's not a part of your goal. Your goal is to do what the government wants when it comes to energy and when it comes to social issues. That's what ESG is about. And so what you're doing is you're committing fraud. And so as BlackRock and these other people are starting to pull back from this because of these actions by the state attorneys general, you got the Biden administration comes in and now uses the Securities and Exchange Commission to tell them, you're going to have to do a climate analysis and you're going to have to publish this. Well, that is an opportunity to shut down any of their enemies. It's even worse than the climate stuff because now you've got to go through and you got to come up with a study and determine how many angels there are in the head of a pin. Because that's all this climate science is nonsense. It's not science. It's non-science. As a matter of fact, it's nonsense. And so you have to come up with a statement. You're going to make that statement, and then the SEC is going to hold you accountable for the accuracy of that statement. Who knows what is going on with any of this climate stuff? So certainly the climate experts don't know. How can any company talk about what their climate requirements are? So this is, first of all, a means by the Biden administration to prop up the failing ESG, which is now despised and under attack. And then secondly, to have a weapon to use against any political enemy.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.